Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, quick reminder that everything here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System is my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. Gentlemen, this is built off of decades of research and development. My experience as owning a personal clothier, having helped thousands of men build their wardrobe. I take my background in science and apply it to my Science of Style section. It is action oriented. We've got an amazing community. We've got live training, 100 plus lessons with resource materials. We cover body language, etiquette, manners. I give you buy lists for your core wardrobe. To learn more about the Personal Image System, just type it into Google, the Personal Image System, or go to Real Men Real Style, where you're going to see a banner and it will take you over there. Or, like I recommend, join my email list. Guys, I put out information and I announce whenever I'm going to open up a course. Go check it out. You won't be disappointed. All right, so let's talk about the essential wardrobe. This is actually coming from my personal image formula, the section called the 21 Item Essential Wardrobe. You can go check that out. It's part of my personal image system. But today, guys, I'm going to cover a few items that I think are essential in a man's wardrobe. And I'm going to talk about why they're essential. I'm going to go into a lot of detail about the particular items. I'm not going to be able to cover everything, but I'm going to try to do what I can over the next 10 to 15 minutes. Okay, so I really do zero in on the suit. And I know a lot of guys have heard me probably say this before if you've watched any of my YouTube videos, if read any of my articles, and it's funny, but still so many men do not have a great looking suit outfit. And notice I just said outfit because a suit doesn't stand alone. The definition of a suit is a jacket and a pair of trousers made from the same material of a style which has a little bit, you know, get into more of the specifics, but I'm going to say in general, guys, that's just two parts of it. You need to also have a great shirt. You need to have a conservative tie. Conservative tie is something that's not going to stand out, grab attention. It's going to have a very simple, classic, repeating pattern, maybe be solid in color. So your bright green neon tie, nope, that's not going to cut it, gents. You want to go with something that's going to be something, you can go with a dark blue, you can go with a dark green, you can go with a dark red, but really it should be something that isn't going to grab attention. Why? The reason that I focus in on essential wardrobe items is there are times in your life that you do need to present the best you. It's going to be when your little girl's walking down the aisle, you're showing up and you've got to be a pallbearer in that funeral you didn't expect to be at that wedding that you just got a last minute invite to, and you're so excited to be able to share that special day with this couple that you've known for years. These are the moments that you need to be prepared for, and that's why I push hard for a guy to have a great looking outfit, of a suit, not just the suit, but also the shirt, the tie. Let's get over down to the shoes. Shoes are going to be a big investment as well. They can ruin an outfit. And that's the key with an outfit, is think of it like a chain. We've all heard the saying, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Same thing with a suit. So all of this stuff, you want to make sure it works together. Can't wear white gym socks. Make sure you've got at least three pairs of relatively new dress socks. A lot of times, especially if you're not spending a whole lot of money on them, the dyes after a few washes are going to start to turn them to a gray color versus black. But keeping that all dark, I think, is going to overall. So let's talk about the details of the suit. First off, let's start with the colors. Navy, gray, or charcoal gray. Charcoal gray is going to be closer to black. Notice I did not say black. I don't think black should be a first suit for a man. There are some men that can pull off black suits, but black is normally reserved for black tie. What is black tie? Probably beyond what we're going to talk about in today's little podcast here. But what I do want to hit on is black tie. That's where black is reserved. It's going to be a very stark color. It's for very formal occasions. Navy, gray, or charcoal gray are going to be great. Now, how light would you want to get on gray? I do like it. It should be dark. Don't go with lighter gray. That's going to be casual. Cambridge gray or a good solid, you know, meat dark, medium gray is going to be as light as you want to go. Now, what, two button or three button? You know, either one's going to work for you. I like the two button. It's going to be more classic. I feel it fits more body types. Three buttons will work if you are a young man in shape. It can also look a little bit more formal. The rules on buttoning the suits, pretty simple. Always never button the bottom one. When it comes to a three button, sometimes you can button that top one or you can leave it unbuttoned. But the top button on a two button or the center button on a three button, always buttoned. Let's talk about the lapels. So it is something, go with notch. You may see a few peaks out there. Be careful. That's going to be a little bit more fashion forward. I don't recommend it for a first suit. If you see a shawl lapel or something that you've never seen, maybe a sport lapel, avoid it. Those shawl lapels, pretty much for black tie or for those guys that are wearing lounge suits, you want to avoid anything that's going to be too sporty. That's more for a sports jacket. The back end, which basically we've got the double vent, no vent, or single vent. Single vent is what you're going to find on most off-the-rack clothing. Off-the-rack, what do I mean by that? Off-the-rack, custom, bespoke. These are basically, bespoke is the art of making something from scratch. Custom is actually not necessarily making it from scratch, but it's made to basically your build, and it's made from interchangeable parts. And then off-the-rack, this is where, and what we see for, you know, 99% of clothing out there is actually pre-made for set sizes, and hopefully you're able to find a brand or a size that works for you, although always take it to a tailor to get it adjusted. So talking about the vents, double vent, that you're going to see and you can request on custom or higher end jackets. No vent. Be careful about this, especially if you like to put your hands in your pocket or if you're a bit of a larger guy. The no vent look can really backfire on you. Also, if you got a prominent backside, be careful of the single vent because basically it can open up and it can draw attention to that part of your body that, well, maybe if you've got a nice backside, you don't mind drawing attention to it. But for most of us, that's not where I'm wanting to have people's eyes looking. So let's get into other parts of the jacket. Let's, you know, if you see a ticket pocket, and what this is, if your two flat pockets, which are in the front area, avoid ticket pockets on your first probably three jackets. If you're looking at ticket pockets, they're pretty good on sports jackets, but again, not necessarily a suit. Suits in general, we want to keep them simple and streamlined. Another thing, if you're buying a suit off the rack, is if there are any tags on it, oftentimes they have what's called tack stitching, and that's basically to prevent the suit as it's going through the manufacturing process from catching on anything. Make sure you get all that tack stitching removed. You've got a breast pocket on a suit jacket. Make sure to stuff it. Now, what do I mean by that? Go grab a pocket square. Even if you want to do a very simple presidential fold, use a white pocket square. Put it right there, a very square look. Harry Truman used this, and he was actually one of the only president that actually worked in a haberdasher, as a haberdasher. But the point is, guys, that small detail right there is going to, I think, set you ahead of so many guys. Now, also, I could spend all day getting into the details of the suit jacket, but let's go ahead and let's now go down to your trousers. So the big question here, pleats, no pleats. Pleats exist because there used to be a time when men wore trousers at their natural waistline, which is about where your belly button's at. We don't do that anymore. Nowadays, jeans have affected the height in which we wear trousers. So for most men, pleats aren't going to make any difference. If you find that you've got large thighs or you often get tight in that area, pleats could work for you and could give you a bit of room, but be careful. You don't want to create this billowing look, but as long as you're wearing it with a suit jacket, I find that pleats are fine, especially again, if you like a little bit looser in that area. But for most guys who also want to be able to wear these trousers without the jacket, going for the no pleat look or even a very nice single pleat is probably going to be the way to go. Now let's talk about the cuffs, no cuffs or cuff them. Depends on who you are. If you're a larger man, very tall man, you can go with the cuffs. This helps to break up the line of the legs, and I think actually gives a little bit more weight down to the bottom of your trousers. But for many guys, they're simply going to want to go with no cuff. It's going to give a more streamlined look, make you look taller, especially if you're under 5'7", go with no cuffs. All right, guys, so we spent quite a bit of time talking about the suit. Now let's go over and let's talk about the shoes that you're going to be wearing at this. Next to the suit, you're probably going to spend almost as much money, if not more money, on your shoes. So first thing you want to have is a pair of dark colored black Balmoral Oxfords. What do I mean by this? The key here is closed lacing. So go over to the show notes. This is going to be, go to realmenrealstyle/episode3, and I'll have pictures of some of these items I'm talking about, but closed lacing formal dress shoes in a dark color. Now, you don't have to go with black, and this is the great thing, but you do want to keep all of your belts, all of your shoes in a general color that's going to work unless you really want to expand out your wardrobe. So I find some men gravitate towards black shoes. Other men, they gravitate, like me, towards dark browns, oxbloods. That's just where, you know, the direction I go. So you can pull off a dark oxblood or a dark brown with a suit, assuming that, again, it's going to be a Balmoral Oxford. So these type of shoes right here are going to have a heel. They're going to be made from leather. They're usually going to cost anywhere from $50, you know, and that's going to be the really the lower end shoes that are glued together, to well over $400. And that's going to be shoes that can be resold, made of higher quality leathers. Your shoes are going to have two main parts, the upper and the sole. The sole is what you step on, and if you can imagine, is the sole of the shoe. This is where you're going to give it most beating, and you're going to step on this thousands of times over the life of the shoe. This is something, it's made from various parts. Again, we'll go into more images and illustrations over in the show notes. But understand this, you know, the quality of the sole is going to make a big difference in how long it's going to last. And like I said, when you go out and you spend $300, $400, $500 on a pair of dress shoes, at this point, you should be expecting to be able to resole the shoe, because this is where it's going to break down and it's going to fall apart quickest. So the upper is where that protects the top part of your shoe and which keeps it on your feet. The upper can last a lifetime, especially if taken care of. Now, if you live in an area like I do in Wisconsin, where there's salt on the roads, you're going to want to make sure after pretty much every wear of these nice shoes that you clean them off, at least with a wet rag, and that you're conditioning them and polishing them after every few wears. Even if you live in a place like Arizona or where you know, the desert or Sahara, you want to be careful, because actually the heat and the dryness of that can actually suck out some of the moisture from the leather, which, if you know about leather, it is skin and it actually does have moisture in it, and you want to be able to replenish that. Now, the laces, you're going to want to make sure you go with a thinner lace. Your shoes, if they're especially quality dress shoes, they should have come with a thinner lace. Again, I go into illustrations and we talk about the shoes elsewhere. Now, let's get over to the dress shirt. You want to have, in my opinion, for every single suit you have, you want to have at least three dress shirts that work with that suit. Because you could actually, and I had a consultant that came to me, we made a wardrobe for him. At the time, you could only afford one suit. So he literally wore almost the same suit every day, but he changed out all of his shirts, and most people didn't even notice. I even heard about a newsman over in Australia that did this. He wore the same suit every single day, and his thing was to show that women couldn't get away with this, and no one actually noticed. It's kind of funny, but I wonder, hopefully he's, you know, he got it cleaned. The point is, gents, you want to have probably at least three shirts. Of those three shirts, keep them in two colors, variations of whites and blues. So a solid white, maybe even two solid whites, maybe one light colored blue. If you want to go with one white, one light colored blue, maybe a striped, a white with a blue stripe on it. But that one with the stripes probably could be, honestly, could be a fifth or sixth shirt. When I recommend guys and they're coming in and buying 10 shirts, oftentimes the only two, you know, colors that are in these shirts are going to be blues and whites. So let's talk about the style. The key with a good dress shirt is you want to make sure it fits you properly. We've talked about this if you go back to some of the formulas, but look at the collar. So it should be, just go with a classic point collar. If you want to be a little bit more adventurous, then maybe go with a spread collar. Be careful of spread collars. If you have a little bit of weight on you, they can actually spread out the look of your face. If you are a very narrow, very thin man, definitely check out a spread. Or if you like to wear that suit without a tie, spreads can work pretty well, although you have to make sure you have a strong placket so that you've got a great look there. There's a great company called Million Dollar Collar. You can check them out. I really like what they've got and how they reinforce that placket. But what you're looking for is understand what are your needs and how you're going to wear this. and make sure it fits your lifestyle. So if you work in a conservative field like banking, yeah, you want to probably eventually end up owning about 10 white shirts, maybe 5 light blue shirts, because this is just something you're going to wear almost every day as a uniform. Now, when we go for the overall length of the sleeves, make sure when you put your hands out forward, they fully cover your arms and that you're not losing anything here. When it comes to the cuffs of the shirt, which is a part of the shirt that will be seen from under the suit, you actually want to go either with a single or double button cuff. French cuffs, probably not your first few shirts unless you love and you already use French cuffs. So I did kind of talk about neckties, what to look for there. Really, you want to go with something that's not going to draw too much attention to yourself. The necktie is about bringing it together. It points up to your face. You can go with, burgundy, dark blue, dark green, maybe even have something in a gray if that's what you're drawn to. I do recommend having at least 2 neckties, one possibly in solid or a conservative stripe, and then maybe also having one with small prints, not Disney characters or anything on that. That's going to be a novelty tie. Avoid those guys unless you're getting it as a gift from your family. So I just spent a lot of time, almost the entire time, talking about one single outfit. Guys, I go into a lot more over in the personal image system, so go check that out. I'll also cover a few other things, may even talk a little bit about sports jackets or link over to sports jackets in the show notes. I may talk about casual shirts, trousers. There's a lot more. But guys, once you've got, and the key with understanding, when you've got those essential outfits put together that are part of you, that are all formed from the essential items in your wardrobe, you're going to be able to create an interchangeable wardrobe, which things are going to be able to work with each other. And then you start to actually be able to get more out of less. So guys, again, go check out the show notes. It's going to be over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode3. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? I've got 2 options for you. 1, go check out the personal image system. That's what this entire episode was based off of. I've got the science of style. It's action-oriented, has an amazing community. We've got live training and 100+ lessons with great resource material. Or go check out Real Men Real Style. I've got a free app over there for you, which has some of the world's most amazing style infographics. There's over a thousand free videos and articles. We've got free ebooks, free courses. I've even got a free consultation system that you can enter a little bit of information about yourself and get a personalized video. Guys, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.